Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. We are happy that you are with us. This is the Reverend Terry Power, and you are Under a Shady Tree with Terry and Robin. That's right. I am joined, as always, by my lady, my love, my partner, my sweetheart. Hi, Robin. How are you tonight?
Hello, my love. I'm doing really well. You're home, which is wonderful. I always love it when you're home. So, I'm a happy girl.
Yeah. All right, coolness. And, and we've got, it's been a little bit rainy here, but I guess not like our guest that we're going to be talking to here in a few minutes. So, he had a little more weather than we did. I drove through some and getting home. But it promises to be a beautiful weekend, and we're going to be, we'll talk about it a little bit more later, but we're going to be over in New Jersey hanging out with our Hands of Change and some of those people and celebrating Ishtar at Ishtar Fest. So it looks like it's going to be a good time. So tonight we are joined by Mark and I believe Sadie from the Morgantown PPD board. Mark is the coordinator, and I think Sadie's on the board. I'm sure I'll get corrected if I got that wrong. And so we're going to be talking with them about their event coming up in August. And I just let them tell about themselves. So let's go ahead and bring Mark and Sadie into the studio here with us. So, Mark, Sadie, can you hear us?
Yes. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, doing
Hi,
well.
Mark.
All right. It's good to have you guys. I understand that there was some weather difficulties.
It was raining pretty bad here, and we had a tornado warning, but I don't know if anything came of that. But our power got knocked out, so we had to find alternative power to charge our cell phones.
Oh, well, we appreciate the effort to be here with us tonight. Thank you again for being with us. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about you and how you got the, you know, how long have you been doing, you've been coordinating the PPD there, and, you know, how did you get started with that?
We've been doing Pagan Pride Day here since 2009. I just wanted something for the community here. We have a lot of people in the area, but there was nothing organized. I've been studying the diversity of paganism, but mostly Wicca, since the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
What started you in your path, Mark? What was the thing that gave you the first moment that you said, you know what, I need to look into this?
Well, in my family, there's a lot of ghost lore. My grandfather's farm had been in the family for over 100 years, and it was known that the house was haunted. So there was always some things that the general view of what culture was a little different around us. So I always ended up looking into parapsychology and other things. Plus, although my entire family is really Christian, every household is a different denomination. So I got a lot of diversity within Christianity growing up. And I even went to Catholic school. And the nun that taught the religious class was always telling us about her Jewish neighbors. So diversity was just thrown at me to begin with.
Mm-hmm. And all this is in West Virginia, or?
I'm originally from Indiana. But
okay.
I've been in West Virginia, well, in Morgantown since 99.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about the local community there. I mean, is it a large community? Is it growing? Is it mostly young? Is it mostly older? What kind of things do you do besides the PPD?
It's a fair size number of people, from various online sources. I've developed quite a network. There's probably a couple hundred right here in town, even more in the surrounding area. But what amazes me is there's, or has been, very little networking. And even to this day, I still get in, I run into people and they're like, gee, I thought I was the only one.
And there are lots of different people of different ages and like ethnicities throughout the pagan community around here. When the students are in town, Morgantown is all down, tend to be more like 20-somethings, like early 30s. But there are lots of people from all different ages in the group.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're in a college town, basically. Okay,
West Virginia University.
Okay, so that swells the ranks when they all come to school.
a little bit, yes. But we do have a good older crowd. When I first got involved in the community here, there was a coven of people my mother's age, and then a couple other little covens in town that had various age. Most of those, because people's schedules and stuff have changed, the groups themselves have kind of split up, but a lot of the people are still around. It's just not as organized.
Yeah. Yeah, communities seem to ebb and flow. I've myself been an organizer of community events over the years, and sometimes it's great and there's lots of people who will come out, and sometimes it's you know, it's in flux. People are coming and going. It's just like the tide. But it sounds like you guys have got a pretty good community going on there. That's wonderful. Good for you guys.
Yeah. Occasionally we'll do like meetups in restaurants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it seems like after about 4 or 5 months, they kind of fall apart, and then it'll be, you know, 6 months later before we try again.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. A really great resource for everybody, and I tell everybody about this if they don't know, is, are you familiar with Witch's Voice?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Some people have, I honestly don't utilize it, but it is a good tool for everybody who, you know, lives locally and be able to find each other's covens and stuff. And I do also encourage people to list their covens on there if they're looking for members or to network with other groups. So.
Yeah. So you say your mother had a coven.
My mother was involved with a coven here. It was another group, but she was involved with them for a while. I think it was called Broken Gourd. There's a lot going on here. We're trying to do some things over the summer, you know, picnics in the park and stuff. I've done so much networking over the, you know, online since I moved here, that if you now Google Pagan Morgantown, you will find them.
Yeah. Well, that's
right.
So I may have missed this, and I apologize if I did, but you said this is a college town. What college is there in your town?
West Virginia
University.
I'm sorry, say that again?
West Virginia University.
West Virginia University. Okay, cool. So aside
and
from
that, actually, they have several pagan books in their library, and a few years ago they had a pagan and New Age class that they did for one semester.
Interesting.
Well, you say years ago they don't do that anymore?
There's not a lot of demand. There has been talk about bringing it back, you know, because it has been a couple of years. But it's not like a regular thing.
Okay, Sadie, were you getting ready to say something?
There have been, like, attempts by students to form different, like, pagan clubs and attempt at, like, a pagan religious, like, studies group. But there was some difficulty finding, like, enough people to sign and get different people to be in different club positions. You know, nobody really wants to run anything. And then because it was supposed to be a student-based organization, while the students are a great resource, it was also somewhat limiting because nobody who was a student wanted to be in charge of it, and we couldn't have anybody who wasn't a student be in charge of it.
That's hard to take on more stuff when you're a student.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are either of you guys on the faculty there at the university?
No.
Okay.
There are, you know, some friendly professors and such that would do, you know, be the advisor for it, but getting the students motivated to do the work.
Right. Understood. All right, so tell us a little bit about your plans for the Pagan Pride Day coming up in August. So tell us
August 27th at Chestnut Ridge Park. There will be vendors. We've got quite a few in already, and just got another one today. They're still coming in. We plan 5 workshops: crystals, herbs. There's a gonna Well, the drumming workshop is a maybe. Unfortunately, my computer is down and I can't pull up all my information and I don't remember everything off the top of my head, but there's 5 workshops.
Mark, is there a website where people can go and see the schedule?
I need to update our website, but yes. manypathsoneforest.weebly.com.
Okay, so manypathsoneforest.weebly.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So that's that, at least will get them to eventually an updated schedule as it gets closer.
Yes.
Okay.
And
awesome.
Of course we're on Facebook, and that's where most people contact us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most active place to find things.
Okay, and what's the Facebook page that goes along with that?
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. I can see him. He's whipping out his phone to look on his Facebook page.
There's a laptop and everything.
Oh, it's a laptop. Okay. I do almost everything on my phone these days. But in fairness, I have one of those ridiculously huge i6 phones. Terry calls it a phablet. It's not a tablet.
It's not
a phone.
It's not a phone. It's not quite a tablet. It's a phablet.
The group for the Pagan Pride Day is facebook.com/groups/PPD Morgantown WV.
So, for those of us who are challenged, if somebody were to just type in Morgantown PPD, do you think it would come up?
Most certainly on Google, though I'd recommend typing out like the full phrasing, like Pagan Pride Day Morgantown, and you'd find the Facebook page would probably be the first thing that came up, and then Mark, and then the website would probably be the third or fourth.
Cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
If you search on Facebook for Pagan Pride Morgantown, you should find both the group and this year's event.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be your top search results on Facebook.
Awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, I found it. I found it. It's Pagan Pride Morgantown WV.
There you go. That's why we pay him the big bucks.
Yeah.
How many people does it take to explain a website?
I'm going to double my pay. I'm going to double my pay next week. Yeah.
Okay. It'll still be zero.
In previous years, the last 2 years we've been at Chestnut Ridge Park. Before that, we were at White Park in Morgantown. But we just had a pavilion there, and, with weather, we needed a bigger space with some indoor space. So Chestnut Ridge Park has provided that. Well, we pay for it, but, it's got what we need.
Okay.
This year, we've actually expanded slightly. So we've got the main pavilion, the dining hall for the indoor space, and another smaller pavilion where the workshops will be, so it'll be quieter for the workshops.
Awesome. So I have a question, because this is the all and most encompassing and important question, especially after an event I was at recently. Is there indoor plumbing?
Yes.
Awesome! Yay
there's,
for porcelain!
There's a restroom that has plumbing, yes. It is not
outhouse.
Yay! It's like a little shed, but it has running water and the toilet's flush, and it's much better than an outhouse.
Yes, awesome. That sounds great. Always an important thing. I mean, people, event organizers sometimes are like, oh, that'll be fine. But you know what? After about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not so fine. Anyway. Is there a theme for your PPD? Is there, I know some of the PPDs run things like, carnival PPDs where everybody, has carnival games. At their vending booth, or they have them on the side, or any kind of theme or anything like that?
Well, last year we tried to do more of an educational thing about a stock group, because a few friends of mine actually in the pagan community had approached me, and that most of the pagan events, the things they had gone to, were mostly Wicca-based or, just things like goddess themed, which of course there's nothing wrong with that, but they personally felt that they wanted to see more information about the Norse mythos and things like that. So we put together like prize holds of information and had like two more pamphlets on different local heathen groups. Though we didn't, well, we had a group come from, I believe it was more heathen themed, like sort of ritual for us. So this year we don't really have like a particular theme like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Our workshops are, you know, what we have, the herbs, the stones, should have a drumming one. It's not entirely confirmed, though. One of them is ADF, the druidry, but it'll be, you know, kind of because they do a wide range of paganism. But they'll be doing a workshop. They'll actually be running ritual, and it will have a Greek theme.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
The druids are running a Greek-oriented ritual? Did I just hear that?
Well, ADF is kind of pan-European. While the group, to my understanding, started off primarily druidry, it has branched across the entirety of Europe, essentially.
Interesting. That's very interesting because all the ADF groups that I'm familiar with, they, especially when they do public ritual, they have to adhere to the ADF, you know, liturgy, basically, with the idea being that, you know, if you go to an ADF ritual in California, it will be the same ritual as the ADF ritual you go to in New York, and you'll know what's going on. That's great that you got them to
maybe
change it up a bit. Yeah, it'd be interesting. That's going
to
be unique.
Yeah. Especially since it is so hard to find someone to do something like Greek. I mean, you get druidry, you get Wicca, you get heathen, pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a Greek recreationist, I guess you'd call it. He's into recreating the pantheon there.
So, what about Mark? So, you were saying something about your path earlier, but tell us a little bit more about you and your path and what you do.
All right. I am more of a philosopher than like ritual. I mean, I do ritual and everything, but I try to avoid doing it with other people. I don't like running ritual for people.
Okay.
Even though it tends to be my job.
Yeah.
So I find other people to do it as much as possible. But I'm actually second degree in Wicca. My mother and her friends did a lot of my training. It started when I was out in Phoenix for a couple of years, and then I wasn't around them, but I did some training in some other places. I like the diversity of just cultures in general, so I've done a lot of, you know, Native American powwows and some Buddhist stuff, and I go wherever and try new things. But Wicca is what I'm actually trained in. Mother and them were going to do my third degree, but I put it off. So I'm kind of going back and reviewing things and revisiting, and I've decided that I'm going to go for my third degree soon. My mother just recently died, so I feel a little more motivated because I can't just turn to her and go, hey, can you?
Sorry about your loss.
Yeah. It's always hard to lose people we love.
Yes.
All right. Well, guys, we are nearing the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and take a song break here, And I have a song. We've been playing a lot of Two Off a Day lately after Caldera Fest and just meeting those guys. Love their music, and they've got a song that they did with Garv the Bard, which is, you know, double whammy for me. There's a song called Irish Hand Fasting that is Tuatha Dea with Darv the Bard. And then we've got an ad or two that play. So anyway, stick around, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for
Virginia. And welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around during that break and listening to Two Off a Day and Dog the Bard with Irish and Fasting. So, we are back. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. How you doing there, Diane?
I'm doing well.
All right, and we are joined tonight by Mark Roney and Sadie from the Morgantown, West Virginia PPD. And Mark, Sadie, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing good.
You made it back from the break. Oh. It's always a good thing.
Hey, we're all here. So before the break, we were talking about the event, and I know Mark was, we were directing a lot of questions at Mark. Sadie, we didn't really get a chance to hear much from you. Could you tell us a little bit about you and your involvement with all of this?
Certainly. I met Mark during my freshman year of high school. We were friends on Facebook. We didn't talk a whole lot. And he really, like, brought me into the pagan community. I was, you know, an agnostic college kid. I didn't really have much interest in any religion, really, other than, like, casual, you know, light reading, mythology and stuff like that. He told me about this event that he'd been running for years, and he'd been trying to really, like, get off the ground, and I was like, well, that sounds nifty. I'll go with you to something and learn about it. And we went to, I believe it was Pittsburgh Pagan Pride, as well as a couple festivals at this campground in West Virginia that no longer exists. And it was just, like, the pagan community was, like, really the most welcoming and, like, kind group of people that I'd really ever met. Like, generally speaking, you know, I grew up here in a very quick Christian household, and, you know, there were a lot of things that are just not okay that are perfectly fine and encouraged even within the pagan community, such as, like, homosexuality, just different world points of view and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could talk to three different people about what their idea of the goddess is, and nobody gets upset about it if they don't all match.
Yeah.
And just that that welcoming diversity was something that, you know, I was really drawn to, and I'm like, wow, I really want to be a part of this. So I started, you know, volunteering with Mark, helping him set up events, like organize gophering, like, you know, around like areas, setting up tables and such, donating as much money as I possibly could whenever I could.
Okay.
Okay.
So how did you said that Mark got you involved, or that you met in when you were a senior in high school. How many years have you guys been doing this together?
Oh my gosh, what year is it again?
2016.
About 5 years now, actually.
Oh, good
for
you.
I met Mark in the, I'd been friends with him on Facebook for like over a year, but I'd met him in like the summer of 2011, and that's when he really just started getting me involved in the pagan community. And it wasn't until Pagan Pride 2012 that I really got to like volunteer or do anything for an event.
Cool. Well, thank you for getting involved and being a part of your community, because all too few people want to, you know, have the time or want to exert the effort to do it. So I always appreciate other event organizers and people who support their community. So thank you both for doing that.
We do what we can.
Yep. Who are some of the speakers you guys are going to be having at the PPD?
Let's see here. Well, they haven't given me the bios yet as far as, like, what they want to be called, because, you know, some people don't like their public names
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're primarily local people. Let's see. I think a couple are coming from Pittsburgh. A couple of them are from here in Morgantown. The drumming workshop, I'm sure he wouldn't care. I forget her name. Oh, it's right here. No, wait. She runs the Morgantown Drum Circle, and they have their own Facebook page. Just Morgantown Drum under the groups, and you'll find that. They're not really a pagan thing, but they get together usually at least twice a month for drawing sessions just for fun, occasionally other events. They also do wonderful things. Here in town, we have stepping stones for people with disabilities and whatnot, and they have
mm-hmm.
a huge fair for the kids every year, and the drum circle goes out there and plays with the kids and lets them play. So I love the Morgantown Drum Circle, and they're planning on doing a workshop for us.
Awesome. Now,
oh, that is seriously cool. Now, one of the things that I keep picking up in all of these conversations and all of the comments, you seem to be very much about the education, about trying to help people
yeah.
get information and learn.
Every time I go to an event anywhere, if I see they have a brochure or whatnot, I will ask their permission to copy and distribute. I've got like 22 different pamphlets now that I give out.
Wow.
What kind of topics?
Several from heathenry, several druid, you know, Covenant of the Goddess. The standard pamphlets that the Pagan Pride Day organization has created, a little bit of everything. I don't have like specific topics on like divination or things like that, more the larger groups at this point.
Okay, very cool. So, Robin, did you have anything else?
Well, the one thing I was going to ask, I know that Lady Elspeth actually lives in West Virginia, and I was just wondering if you guys ever have her appear at your PPD.
She's been here a couple of times. 1 year she even ran ritual. Forget what year that was, but it's been a few.
2012.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't stay organized without my, you know, team here.
Hey, it's all about the team. It always is.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, I know she's still traveling, not as much as she did, because she's getting up there. I've known Elspeth for, gosh, 20 years.
She's
an awesome lady.
Well, I want to say again, thanks for coming out tonight, for all the work that you guys had to go through to get here, and the challenges. How does someone tell us again how someone finds information about your organization, your networking organization there, PPD and all of that?
Oh, well, if somebody's on Facebook, they can search, like in the search bar option on Facebook, for just Morgantown Pagan Pride Pagan Pride Morgantown, and they'll find the event page and the group there where they can, you know, meet people, do networking, show interest in the event, or, you know, add it to their list of events on Facebook. For just the general website, if you just Google, like, Pagan Pride Morgantown, it's at least one of the first three things that comes up there. The actual web address, Mark, do you have that still in front of you?
No, I don't.
That was the minitabs1forest.weebly.com.
Yes. Thanks.
No problem. I have it open here in front of me. So.
I'm one of those people, I have to have everything in front of me or I don't remember it, which explains why I have like 600 books on, you know, religion and philosophy.
Yep, there you go. All right, so again, thanks for being with us, and thanks for the work that you guys do to, you know, help build community. And it's exciting talking with anybody that's working on the community. So,
we're definitely, you know, glad to do it.
I found when I was organizing events that it was the best work I've ever done, and I met the best people doing it, and most of those people that I befriended at that time in my life are still my friends. They're just good.
It's
work.
Incredibly rewarding, you know. It's very frustrating moments, especially, you know, on the financial end when you don't know what's going to happen yet.
Yeah.
We are hoping to expand in the future. This year we've expanded over previous years. You know, we have been growing over the last several years.
Good.
I believe we had, about 130 people last year?
Yes.
Good for you. That's a good turnout.
Very cool. All right. So, again, thanks for being with us. I know it's about 10 minutes from the top of the hour, so it's time for us to do a little bit of our business. You guys can stick around, and we appreciate you being with us.
All right. Thank you.
So, Robin, my darling,
yes,
could you kindly tell people how to get in touch with us?
Sure, I can do that. If you'd like to email either Terry or myself, you can send email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. That's an email address that we share, and if you send email to that address, one of us, if not both of us, will see it and probably respond. Also, if you have any, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, and you have any interest in, you know, having us come out to an event, or you want workshops, or you're just curious about what it is Little Stonebridge does, you can check us out at Little Stonebridge Path Workings on Facebook. That's our Facebook page there. You can also look us up individually. My Facebook page, Robin A. McKean on Facebook, and Terry's Facebook page is Rev Terry Power HP. And you can also email us at the radio station if you heard something you liked, you heard something you didn't like, or you have an idea for a show or a question about a show or whatever might be on your mind. Feel free to send email, and I'm going to let Terry give this email address because I have some sort of mental deficient break when it comes to this email address. I can never remember it. And that one would be, Terry?
Okay, and that is surn.org@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, if you've got comments about the station or show topic ideas, you can also send them to us at the Little Stonebridge address as well. Little Stonebridge Pathworking or littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can use either one of those. So, let's see, events that we have coming up. We are going to be, as we mentioned at the top of the show, we're going to be at Ishtar Fest in New Jersey, in central New Jersey. You got to go to handsofchange.org and get all the information that will tell you where to go and how to get there and all of that. Robin and I will be there. She's going to be working on the women's mystery rituals. And I'm going to be working with Hercules Invictus on the empowerment workshops or rituals or ritual workshops or workshop ritual. I'm not quite sure how to define it, but look for us at Ishtar Fest this coming weekend for the Shaputa of Ishtar event. So it's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to seeing the Hands of Change guys again and working with Hercules. He's a host now here on the station, he and his wife, Athena. So it's going to be a great deal of fun. It's going to be a nice weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful weather. So if you're in the PA, New York, New Jersey area, Maryland, Delaware, come on. Check out handsofchange.org and get all the information on Ishtar Fest. Let's see. 2 weeks after that, we're getting married. So we're going to have some people up here at the mountain. Woo-hoo! I'm getting all excited. We've been hand-fasted for a year, so, I mean, this is already my wife. But we're doing the paperwork. So I'm not scared this time. I'm just excited and looking forward to...
What do you mean scared?
Legalizing. What do you mean scared? What do you mean? What do you mean scared? Please.
You aren't scared.
No. Yes, ma'am.
You'd be more scared now. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
And then a couple of other events that we're have people talking with us in August, but nothing's formal enough to say on the air. And then Labor Day weekend. We are going to be at Labor Day Libertine over at Camp Midian, and I think it's Carlisle, Indiana, is the nearest city to that. But anyway, it's going to be in southeast-ish Indiana, Camp Midian. Just look for Labor Day Libertine on the Internet, on Google, and you'll find it. And then... the first weekend of November, we are going to be at Florida Pagan Gathering for their Samhain event, and we will be doing a couple of workshops there. We're still negotiating what those are going to be. Stay tuned for additional announcements and updates. So I think that's got us through this season. There are some things that some people are talking with us, so if you are interested in having us come out and speak at your event, get your name in the pot soon. Email us, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. I think that covers everything. Did I miss anything, Liz?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Again, thank you to Mark and Sadie for joining us tonight.
Have a great event.
Yeah, we wish you wish you all the best. It's always a good time to talk with people that are doing something, building community, and we're excited to talk with you guys. And
that was
nice
to meet
you.
Thank you.
Thank
it was
you.
A pleasure to speak with you.
All right, and thanks to all of our listeners and everyone who makes this possible. We're just excited to be here with you guys. Thanks to Niv for all the work she does finding finding people for us to talk to and helping organize and just keep things running behind the scenes. So thanks, Niv.
Generally keeping us
on track. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I said, and generally just keeping us on track. Oh, and I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that today is Dave the Bard's birthday, so we need to wish him a happy birthday.
All right, happy birthday, Dave.
I'm glad we played one of his songs tonight, or a song that he is, you know, on anyway.
Yeah, something he participated in.
Yeah.
All right. So again, thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you, my love, for being my partner and. Inspiring me to always try to be better. I love you.
I'm very proud of you. I love you too.
Yeah. So with that, it is time to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.